And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Can't go wrong.
R&B recording artist, Laurie Edwards Jr., back on my platform. Hey, Laurie, are you with me?
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you with me?
I'm with you, sister. I'm with you. Glad to be back, man. Glad to be back.
All right. All right. All right. So speak a little bit closer to your phone or mic.
Okay. How's that?
That is perfect. That is so perfect. I'm glad you chose to come back on my platform. Oh, wow. Where are you calling from, Laurie?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia, though, by way of Washington, D.C. And I'm in the Big Apple right now. I've been here for the past 5 years. Loving every minute of it instead of the cost of living, but I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving where my career is going here. And I'm just honored to be recognized by any platform.
All right. Well, so before we get off into all your music, please explain to some of the curious listeners that never heard of briefly about yourself and how long you've been in the music industry performing and singing and writing music.
Well, like I said before, I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. I grew up in the church. Under the tutelage of my father, Larry Edwards Sr., who is still to this day a gospel pianist, a well-known gospel pianist throughout the Richmond area and surrounding counties. He influenced me to get into music. Didn't force me. I just was around music so much. You know, he would play, everything from gospel to rhythm and blues to sometimes, spirituals and sometimes even jazz. So I got exposed to Donny Hathaway, Teddy Pendergrass, Isley Brothers. So I was exposed. So it started there in the church. I started writing poetry and little silly songs as a kid at 9 and 10 years old. And eventually I took it a little serious and I started singing throughout middle and high school courses and little talent shows around the city, and people were telling me, hey, man, you should do something. So I actually decided to pursue music for my college career, which I now, hold a bachelor's degree from Norfolk State University as a music media major. That was a great experience getting under some great professors and learning classical music, learning jazz, and, still keeping my R&B, footnotes, but, gospel got exposed to a lot of things. And I moved to different cities, Washington, D.C., to be one of them. I ended up dropping an album called Poetic Love, which gained critical acclaim underground, which I won 2 Spoken Word Billboard Awards for my song Average Brother, which was the most popular on the album. I also got a chance to open up for Jaguar Wright, the Delphonics Review. To the late, great Johnny Houston. I also opened up for the Ohio Players. I opened up for comedians J.J. Walker from Good Times and John Witherspoon from Friday, God rest his soul. And, I've won countless awards throughout my career, from L.A. to Detroit to Chicago to Washington, D.C. and New York. And,
all right.
If you want to read my bio, go to my site that I'll give out later. But that's my story. And I just released an EP that you just heard, Captivating, which is available throughout all the social media, digital platforms.
Yeah.
And that's from Love Anthems, the EP.
All right. Well, thank you for all that information. I very much appreciate that. I have a caller that's sitting in my box here. Caller, go ahead and state your name and speak, please.
Hello. How are you?
All right. What's your name?
My name is Sharon. Calling from Bronx, New York, even though I go by Lady NY. Hi, Lori.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Hello there. I'm doing just fine. Even better that you called. But I'm doing just fine. Doing just fine.
All right.
Yeah. It's nice.
All right. Did you have
nice
something
day
to say?
No, I just wanted to say hello right quick.
Okay. All right. We will continue with our show right now. Lori, what I want you to we're going to talk about is Captivating, which is the new single you're pushing out. I really love that upbeat. I really love it. It kind of reminds me of Luther Vandross when he first started off singing a lot of that upbeat music. And I really like that, man. Wow. What inspired you to do that track, Captivating?
Well, through one of my many travels, doing a lot of venues in New York, I ran across a producer. I got to give him his props, Mr. Jeff Settles, if he's listening. I had actually forgot meeting the guy, and then I got an email from him, and he's like, listen, I would like to work with you. I got a few tracks I wanted you to hear. So it was something about this particular track that just piqued my interest, and I was like, hey, you know what? I want to write to this. And the beat was so captivating. And I was talking to a young lady about it, you know. And she was like, well, why not twist it a little bit? And we were always talking about, you know, the woman's body. What about her mind as well? You know what I'm saying? What about what really captivates a real man, you know, to a woman?
Yeah.
So I wrote the lyrics. I actually wrote it that night. I said, listen, I'm ready to record this because the beat just brought back a lot of memories, you know, when people were dancing and having a good time, you know, because after I left college, you know, of course I used to like to go out to clubs and things, but I started hanging out with the older folks and they would dance to Frankie Beverly and Maze, Can't Let You Go.
Yeah.
I remember Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay,
tonight. Yeah, so they dancing to all this, and I was like, I want to create that kind of vibe, you know, where people can dance and love, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to love somebody, but you can dance to it, so that's what brought about that idea, yeah.
Well, it got me dancing in my chair.
Yeah, you know, people want to dance, people want to love again.
So this is what you've been working on since the last time you were on my show. I believe you were on my show back in 2017. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we were
So you've been busy.
Yeah, performing, just been doing a lot, you know, especially before this pandemic hit. I was doing the National Action Network, which is headed by Al Sharpton. I was doing various shows, getting on radio shows, doing little nightclubs here and there in New York. So, you know, I've been really busy, and it took a couple of years to create this because I wanted everything to be right, but it's finally here.
Right. Well, you did a very good job. I would like to spin another one of your tracks. This one is called Baby Making Love. Is there a brief story behind this track here you want to tell us about, please?
I actually created this track years ago, but I reconnected with a college friend of mine. I'm going to give him his props for producing the single, Mr. Brian Sullivan. We always talked about working together, but we never got a chance to, you know, during my college years. So I was like, hey, can you update the beat to a more 2000 and whatever time it is now? And when I wrote the song, it just brought back so many memories of harmonies and, you know, a moment where two people, they really love each other. You know, I'm not going to get into the baby making thing, but let's just say you meet somebody like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, it's just like you
we'll
feel
right
that
back.
Person enough that, hey, I want to make a baby with you. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, just to bring that vibe back, you know. That's the story about it.
All right, we'll be right back. Here is Baby Making Love.
Baby making love. the fruit of love so passionately. The way you walk into the bedroom so eloquently illuminates my soul completely. I wanna taste all aspects of your sensuality. Lay your body down, let me indulge myself slowly.
Since you told us what you've been busy on since the last time you're on my show, I see you were still in action and busy going. So would you like to mention that you have any upcoming online events, like keeping yourself in action with your fans and followers? Are you scheduling any online events or Facebook Live videos or anything?
Well, I tell everybody because they pop up so frequently. I have a number one, I'm going to be performing, and I'm nominated for 2 awards at the Dub C's 11th annual music and the Dub C. It involves music and poetry. The Dub C, the 11th annual Dub C's Awards. It's normally based in Chicago, but we're doing it virtual. So I got to give them a shout out, Willie Dubsey Jones, who is the founder and coordinator of that, and also he's the founder and DJ for the Underground Power Hour, which airs every Sunday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 8 Central Standard Time. So I'm nominated for R&B Artist of the Year, as well as Spoken Word Album of the year, which includes, even though it's not totally spoken word, I do have one, which will play later, on Love Anthems. But I will be performing Sunday, July 19th. That's the biggest thing right now. And I do have a scheduled interview with the Global Family Radio Network. I believe it's this Thursday, but we haven't confirmed the date. So being that everything is virtual now, the upcoming dates just pop up. So just follow me on all my social media, and I can keep everybody abreast. That's Larry Edwards. Larry is spelled L-A-R-I-E, Edwards Jr. on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter, Soul of Larry. And also I'm on Instagram, which I've been doing a lot of IG shows.
Yeah, okay.
Larry Edwards, all one word on Instagram.
All right, and thank you for that information. Thank you so much. I would like to get started on spoken word this evening, everyone. So I would like to honor Larry Edward Jr., one of his tracks. This one is called Let Me See. And I want to see the action Larry does spoken word. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So keep your comments, everyone, to yourself until he is done. Here is Let Me See You Do It. And when I fade it out, you go ahead and get started, Larry, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Trying to set the mood here. Go right ahead.
It's that little thing that you want to make you love. I'm going to do it after that, baby.
She be making the precipitation in my male anatomy flood the gates in this gram. She does this little thing while she in rhythm. She be looking like she possessed. Just to see her do it makes my manhood a mess. Keep me infatuated with it, and I'm obsessed. She makes me fiend for a little thing she do, like a dope fiend hooked on her like she is a sexual amphetamine. Baby, just let me see you do it. Please, let me see you do it. Biggest fetish. I love to see you do it when I'm in it. You better not forget it. Every time I'm with you, it feels like the first time. And the first time I saw you do that thing, it blew my mind. It's almost like you in a fixated trance that leaves my nature paralyzed before it maneuvers in your walls and does an orgasmic dance. You got me erupting like a fertile storm, doing that little thing that keeps my head warm. Don't stop doing it. I want you to feel my explosion. I want you to feel my potion. With you, but boo, I'm so loving that special thing you do.
I'm so loving
it. Please. Do it. Please.
Just let me see.
Are you still with me?
I'm still here with you.
That was something. Yeah. I like that. Oh, my gosh. I like that. All right.
No, you like that.
We got a caller, area code 240. State your name. Go ahead and speak.
Peace, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, speak up.
Hold on, let me take my earpiece and stuff out.
Yeah, you got something to say to Laurie tonight?
Yeah. What's up, Neville? this is brother Rob, the poet Brown.
What's up, man? That's my sidekick, my road dog back in D.C. He's a hell of a poet himself, my tag team
All
partner.
Right.
So we make a great team. And most
right.
like a brother, too, so, you know.
Aw, that's nice
yeah.
to hear. You want to give Laurie a shout out tonight?
Most definitely. Like I said, that's my road dog and stuff and whatnot. We used to rock stages big time back here in D.C. and stuff till he moved up to New York and stuff. I'm job waiting on things to get a little more straight with this pandemic and shit so I can start traveling again. Because I ain't been up New York, Chicago. I ain't been nowhere this year. But, you know, and stuff.
And
I miss,
where are you
miss,
calling
I miss,
from?
I miss, I'm in Waldorf right now, but, you know, DMV and stuff like that.
Okay. All right, then. All right. Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for showing love to my brother and Ryan and stuff.
All right. Always.
All right. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, then. All right. All right, Laurie. You hear that? You got love from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, always.
Yes, you got love. So we're almost coming to a close on our show. Is there anything you want to mention or do on air while we're still on air?
I wanted to just give a shout-out to folks.
Right
and do something very quick. First, I got to shout out my parents. Honor and glory to the Creator that put me here. My parents, Larry Sr. and Gloria Taylor Edwards, back in Richmond, Virginia. Be home soon after this mess is over. Brother Rob, of course. My homegirl, I don't know if she got a chance to make it, but Boss Lady Radio, Mr. Dieske, Willie Dubsies Jones. For Underground Power Hour, my homegirls back in Richmond, VA, Michelle Carter, my man Aaron Cruz for Soul Radio, so many of the radio stations, I ain't got time to name everybody. Lady New York, definitely, as she goes by, Sharon Lady New York, whatever she's going to be, but that's another friend of mine that's a dope poet, Miss Shannon Chapel Gray, and Northern Virginia, near D.C. Shout out to you, of course, for having me on and Jazz It Up Radio.
Sure, my pleasure.
It's more, but if I don't mention your name, charge it to my head, not my heart, and I wanted to do this very quickly for a young lady. It's her birthday. She goes by Cook's Island, so if she listens, I'm going to do this real quick because I know we run it. How much time we got?
We got about half an hour, but it doesn't have
half
to be.
Half an hour? Well, I'm gonna get this out the way. Ms. Cook's Island in Texas, one of my big supporters. I said I would do it for her, and
okay.
So before I do that, I got to give shouts out to Miss Billie Jean Campbell out of Minnesota, some of my fans and supporters, Miss Latoria Sampson in Washington, D.C., Miss Kasani Will in Washington, D.C., Miss Clivette Harris back in Richmond, Virginia, Miss Christine Julia Gabbett in Detroit, Michigan, so many people. But I want to get them in as much as I can to let them know that they're well loved. Miss Lissandra Burks out of Ohio. Miss Kena Hodges in Iowa. My homegirls in high school from my high school days, Miss Shantae and Crystal. I forgot y'all last name. Don't get mad at me. It's been a minute since I've seen y'all. And my Norfolk State family, Billy D, Marion Lamar, Gigi, Janine Johnson, Elbert Parker, Tramell. I forgot Tramell's last name. Don't show me. My boy Rob, Keith, everybody. My man Big Keith back home in Richmond, Virginia. He motivated me to do the Poetic Love call and response, so I had to give him. And I want to do this for Miss Cook's Island right quick. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Cook's Island. Happy birthday, I said. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Well, let's give everybody a applause. Happy birthday. All right. So I'd like to ask you, Lori, what is that ultimate desire, what you wish your fans, new followers, to get out of your music, especially your new singles?
Well, I just want them to, you know, get inspired to love. And I don't mean just by romantic. I mean just having a good time and being at peace with the world, man, and letting them know that everything is all right, you know. We don't always have to be, you know. When I get on stage, man, I just want to try to make everybody forget, you know, what they're going through, what circumstances they're going through. And, you know, just to have a good time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just don't get caught up in what's going on. And just try to make sure that, you know, you only get one life. We're going to spend it stressing. You know what I'm saying? Stressing, and you don't want to go through that. You know what I mean? Just try to have a good time. You know.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you so much. We have a caller. 804 is the area code. Please state your name. Please speak.
Laurie D. Edwards Sr.
Oh my goodness. Hello there. Well, hello.
Hello there to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
did you want
I was calling
to give,
in.
Give him a shout-out?
What did you? Yeah, well, I was calling in listening to my son. I was trying to get back in time. I heard some of the song just right that you played just before you brought him back in. I don't know how many songs I might have missed.
You missed quite a few. You missed quite a few. You missed like two of them. You just missed two of them.
Okay.
But you know what? Just keep the link and you'll be able to listen to the whole show again. All right.
Okay. All right.
Laurie, did you want to say something?
Oh, hey,
Laurie Jr.
Yeah, I'm glad he tuned in. He basically is responsible for all of this. For pushing. He's a talented musician in his own right. You know, he's a church musician, pianist, and guitar player and singer as well, choir director. So, you know, I do it in spoken word and music. So, you know, we have a very talented family. My mother's a freelance author as well. She's written a few books. And things. So I get my writer side from my mother, my musical side from my dad.
All right, now. Hello.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I said, I thank him, you know, very much, and all of, you know, the people that, you know, that they can never be my parents, but they, you know, have been, you know, encouraging, you know, Brother Rob, again, one wise African who was a great poet in his own right, rest his soul, because he passed. He gave me my first feature in Washington, D.C., and also, you know, Miss Lady New York, who called in earlier. She's a fellow poet, great writer in her own right, and she's very talented, you know, and always has, you know, pushed me to be better. So they like extensions of what my parents, now they can never be my parents, but they're extensions of what, you know, they have motivated me to be, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, but my dad got it all started.
All right. Well, we're going to continue with the show. What I'd like to ask you, last but not least, any words of encouragement you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today, or any advice you want to give to any other upcoming new artists getting involved in the entertainment industry? Go right ahead, Laurie Jr.
Only advice I could give is this. I mean, because it's either, you know, it's either you have it or you don't type industry. It's always been that way. But now the pathways are opening up for whatever. So I you just got to be persistent. You really have to love it. You really have to just be one with what it is you do. Also, you know, make sure that you know the business aspect of it. And, you know, just handle your business as much as possible, because a lot of people have been swindled. You know, me and my dad, we've had long talks about this, and he's always schooling me, you know, about certain things.
Yeah.
But it's a very hellish business. Just be prepared that, you know, you're going to run across a lot of shortcomings. You're going to run across a lot of things that you may not like, but as long as you stay focused and keep positive people around you and keep persistently doing it, anything is possible. But the minute you let negative energy corrode what it is you're trying to do, it can be a very hellacious process. So, you know, just try to have fun with it, man. You know, you have fun, but know that the business is what it is, the business. But enjoy it. Don't just do it as just a job or a hobby or whatever, because then it feels like you're not accomplishing anything. When you enjoy it and it's like your passion, it feels better. That's what I want to say to that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. I appreciate it. So we're coming to a close to the show. I would like for you to give your website information and your social media information before we go, so all our listeners and curious listeners be able to follow up with you. Go right ahead, Laurie.
Well, you can, like I said, follow me, Laurie, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards Jr., on Facebook. You can also join the Laurie Soulful Poet fan page, which is also on Facebook. You can follow Laurie, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards, on IG, Instagram, and Soul of Laurie on Twitter. And you can listen to my music on ReverbNation.com/Laurie. Cuts from my first album, Poetic Love, is on there. But if you want to go straight and purchase that, you can go to www.laurie.com.
LARIE.bandcamp.com, because Facebook and Instagram have blocked that link. I don't know why, but it is what it is. you can get Love Anthems, which is available on all digital outlets, Spotify, iHeartRadio, MediaNet, Deezer, what else, iTunes and Apple Music, to name a few. But it's on all the digital networks. Just type Lowry. And I got to give a shout out to a guy who produced most of the album, if he didn't get a chance to listen in, Mr. Q Banger. I know you didn't get a chance to play the other tracks that he featured on, but one of them was Girl Go Away. And he actually rapped and produced on it. And he produced the rest of the album, Take It Off. And he also produced Let Me See You Do It. So I got to give a shout out for, I forgot the name of his studio, because I'll be shouting out his business, this Q Banger, because I don't want to say the wrong name as far as the studio is concerned. But I got to give him his props. So if he ever listens in, he produced most of the EP and done a few help with the background vocals. So everybody, and then shouts out to a secret person that lent their voice to Let Me See You Do It, Miss Butter. I won't reveal their name. But Miss Butter had the Moni parts on
Do It. I was going to ask, yeah. Who is that back
there?
Oh,
no, not Butter. Brown Sugar. Yeah, Miss Brown Sugar. That's what I mean. I was thinking about Butter because I made a sandwich earlier. And Miss Brown Sugar, Miss Brown Sugar made a cameo appearance. I just definitely got to give her props for coming through and blessing my track. So, you know, I just want to give everybody the props, you know, to help shape Love Anthem.
Well, thank you for all that information. I have one more track to play that is Take It Off Mix. Can you give me some brief information on that again, on that track, Take It Off?
Well, the song is called Take It Off. It basically means what it means. Take it off. It's more like one of those songs where, hey, I don't want to be romantic right now. I just need you to just come out of pocket and be a little naughty. You know, we don't need all that Romeo and Juliet stuff. Let's get right to it. I ain't trying to hate.
I guarantee a lot of guys will like this track here. So, got all your information. You know you're always welcome to come back on my platform, Lowry Edwards Jr.
Oh, always.
And yeah, so if there are any new projects you want to mention them now, or just wait until you come back. And you have a blessed day.
Oh, I'm going away.
And if anybody has missed the early part of the show, stick with the same link and tune on in. I have other artists coming up in July of this month of 2020. Stay tuned. I want to thank all my artists for your support, sending me donations to keep me going, supporting my independent artists and my friends. And Lowry, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. We need you. Here is Take It Off by Lowry Edwards Jr. Good night.
my position. Girl, I ain't got the time to chase you. Sure, you're fine as hell.